Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We're going to talk history today about an interesting character up at the head of the lake. His name was Dan DeVore. And what I'm telling you is about a Wenatchee World interview of him, October 1934. Dan DeVore, and in case you haven't met this 83-year-old pioneer packer and character extraordinary of the Chelan country, consider this an introduction. Dan isn't a very large man. The 83 summers and winters have left him a bit stooped. He has a rheumatic knee that slows him up. Neither does he look like you might imagine after hearing of his exploits and pack horses, but the years have yet to slow him in his mind. He was born in Ohio in 1851, 10 years before the start of the Civil War. Until he was 35, he lived in Ohio and Iowa, taught school, worked on farms, and watched the national migration westward. He was married when he was 35. 1 year later, his wife died, and an infant son died also. "I started to wander then," Dan said. "It somehow didn't satisfy me any longer, and I joined the westward procession. Headed for Colorado in 1886, stayed there 2 years, then came on to Ellensburg. Ellensburg was the center of things in eastern Washington, and I worked around there doing everything for nearly a year before I got the prospecting fever and decided to have a whirl at the Okanagan and Caribou country. I got there too late. I went back to Waterville and Ellensburg. I didn't know much about horses in those days, but I had a couple of them, was riding one and had my stuff packed on the other when I got about halfway back to Ellensburg by way of Kalaukum Pass. My pack horse got ornery. He started jumping around, got me all tangled up in the ropes, and finally pulled me off my horse and spilled my pack all over the place. I was having a bad time of it when a fellow came along from the opposite way who knew something about pack horses. He helped me get straightened out. That man was Mr. Field here. He and me's been friends ever since. The Horseshoe Basin boom was starting. That's up in the Cascade Pass country, about 20 miles from the head of the lake. A fellow named Ferguson formed a company and put in a crew of men. I packed in the supplies for this bunch, besides carrying grub, and outfits for dozens of other miners, prospectors, and just visitors. Hundreds of tourists came to the head of the lake in those early days. Mr. Field's hotel was full practically all summer, and I had all the packing I could do. I was running about 35 or 40 head of horses then. Mr. Field also had some pack horses, and he did a lot of packing. About the time the automobiles began getting thick, the tourist trade started falling off, and it never has been good since. Seems like people don't have time to stay in one place very long anymore, and they don't like to get very far away from their automobiles, picture shows, and such. Next time, we're going to talk more about Dan DeVore and his exciting life, though he thought it not. See you then.